Lesson 8. North to Alaska. The 50th anniversary of the completion of the Alaska Highway was celebrated in 1992 at more than 200 locations along its 1,442-mile stretch. Many of those who had helped to build the highway took part in the celebration. Although the construction was beset by almost insurmountable difficulties, the highway was completed in less than 9 months. It follows a circuitous path from Dawson Creek, British Columbia, to Delta Junction, Alaska, and today is traveled by more than 40,000 vehicles every year. The United States bought Alaska from Russia in 1867 for $7.2 million, the equivalent of 11 cents an acre. Unfortunately for the United States, Alaska could only be reached from the rest of the country by boat. A few visionaries dreamed of building a highway to connect Alaska with the rest of the United States, and a few desultory attempts were made and quickly abandoned. The magnitude of the task was daunting. Most of the highway would have to cross Canada. But Canada was unwilling to cede control of any of its territory, and the United States refused to proceed without unrestricted access. In addition, constructing the highway over Canada's soft, swamp-like land would be difficult. This complication would add to the cost of the project, making the expense prohibitive. Finally, although the people of Alaska would gain from it, the benefits to the southern states were expected to be inconsequential. The United States government's hesitation to go forward with the project changed on December 7, 1941, when the country found itself at war with Japan. In June of the following year, Japanese planes attacked the U.S. naval base at Dutch Harbor, a village on one of the Aleutian Islands, which are adjacent to Alaska. The Japanese also occupied another two of these islands. If mainland Alaska were invaded by sea, the United States would have no way of protecting it without a highway. The U.S. government was galvanized into action. The Army Corps of Engineers was given 7 days to draw up a plan to build the Alaska Highway. Canada, equally fearful of a Japanese invasion, supported the effort, and the plan was implemented without delay. 10,000 troops were mustered for the task, together with a similar number of civilian workers. The speed with which the project proceeded astonished the inhabitants who lived in scattered settlements along its length. In the vanguard were the survey crews who laid out the route, with all of its many twists and turns. Construction workers followed, chopping down trees and laying them crosswise on top of the soft land to prevent the road from sinking. Reminiscing after 50 years, workers agreed that the experience with the project was thoroughly unpleasant. They remembered the mosquitoes most vividly. During the summer months, the insects seemed to materialize out of nowhere, wherever skin was exposed. Workers wore nets on their heads as protection, but each time they lifted them to eat, a dozen or more mosquitoes would slip through. As winter approached and the project neared completion, bitter cold became the enemy. Temperatures plummeted to 70 degrees below zero, and fires were lit under trucks at night to make sure they started in the morning. The road was completed on schedule and was officially opened on November 20, 1942. Japan, aware that troops and supplies could now be rushed to Alaska's defense, made no attempt to occupy it. The original dirt road is now paved over 90% of its length, and over the years, tens of thousands of people have traveled it.